You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It would be nice if somebody had paid my vet bill yesterday. And my grooming bill yesterday.
Oh, animals.
Got everything done in one day. Niles the weirdo had to go in for his little checkup. And so I needed a rabies shot. And then they said, oh my goodness, he's got an ear infection.
What?
Yeah, so the cat has an ear infection. They say it's not a big deal. Just got to put drops in his ears for like 10 days. Putting drops in a cat's ears is kind of funny, though. Because they're like, you got to hold his ears closed for a while, because otherwise they'll immediately shake their head.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And splatter it everywhere. Get it on your face.
It's flying everywhere. So that was a chunk of change. And then it was the same day that he was supposed to get groomed, and a mobile groomer came to our house, because that's the only person we could find. No fewer than 7 phone calls trying to find somebody who could groom the cat. All of them booked through either September or the end of the year.
Good for them. That must be,
Jeremy,
big business, huh?
That is a business that people might want to think about getting into.
I might want to do that in the afternoons.
Think about it. The only reason, so this lady came by yesterday, sweet as could be. She has her own little, her vehicle looks like it's like one of those shuttle vehicles at the airport that'll take you to the rental car.
Sure, this is like a big van. Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's got the two twin doors that open up, like a little, it's like a little shuttle van, and she's got it all decorated with her, you know, grooming salon logos and stuff like that, and she was sweet as could be, and she goes, oh yeah, she goes, I had one person cancel because they moved away, and they had booked the appointment, you know, months ago. She goes, I am filled through the rest of the calendar year.
That's great. Good for her.
Holy crap.
Make that money.
Man.
Make it.
So anyway, when you combine the vet and the grooming, Niles the weirdo cost me $520 yesterday.
Oh man, but you love
what
him.
A you got to
do
change.
It. You got to do it.
Jeremy got to see the results. What'd you think of his look?
He
his
looks
new look?
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
We say when he's done with that, he looks like a chicken. I mean, he just looks like a plucked
he
chicken.
He looks goofy. His head looks like it's 3 sizes too big for his body.
Yeah,
and he's got
he's
the
a
big
Pez
poofy
dispenser.
Tail, but everything else is shaved. And
it's
you
so
can
funny
really
looking.
Get a solid look at his butthole now. So good for him.
You know, the funny thing about it is that the rest of the day he is wrecked because he's been so traumatized by 2 things, right? Put in that little carrier thing. Put in the car, which he hates, obviously, to the weird vet place where they jab him with a needle and look into his ears and his butt and everything else. Then back home, then in some strange van where for the next 45 minutes, you know, he is shaved. The rest of the day, he was like checked
out. Just wired
out.
Or checked out?
Checked out. Like,
what did you
so
do to me?
He would not stay still. He was restless. Like, you couldn't hold him. You couldn't do anything. He wanted down and walking around. I think he wanted to make sure that his world had not collapsed.
Yeah.
And so everyone who's listening who has a pet, which is a big bulk of our listeners, it's so easy for us to project our own intelligence and wisdom and knowledge of everything onto our pets, like they're going to understand. And even if you talk to them, like I know all of our listeners and me talk to our pets, okay, you're just going to get groomed. It's only going to last 30 minutes and then you'll be fine. They can't understand what is shaking up their world
at all. It's like, why are you doing this to me? I was fine.
It was fine.
My God, I don't even have an infection. That was a fake diagnosis.
Well, which is what I said. But Gretchen said, no, you should have seen the swab they pulled out of his ear. Anyway.
Gross.
Anyway, the thing is, we just need to be empathetic to the fact that we understand what is going on with their world. They don't understand.
Yeah, it's like field trip.
I guess that's one way to look at it.
A little kitty cat field trip for the day.
He had 2 field trips yesterday. Now he looks ridiculous. I'm out $520.
Dang. Well, again, you love them. You got to take care of them. You got to make sure they're healthy. So kudos to you for doing that.
You know, what
kudos.
I thought about was you.
Yeah.
Because I thought, all I'm doing is having to put drops into this cat's ears. And then I think about you with your last dog having to do the anal gland treatment.
We had to express them, yeah. Finger in the butt. Give it a squeeze.
So I think
I
won.
You got off pretty good, buddy. Really good.